Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. I'm joined with my guest, Pastor Franklin Culver. Good morning, Pastor Culver.
Good morning, Sister.
Pastor Culver, can you share with our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm Franklin J. Culver. I live in Pickerington, Ohio, originally from Mississippi. Graduate from Jackson State University, and currently I'm pastoring in the city of Gahanna, and have been so for the last 23 years as of now. Happily married to Regina Culver, and have two daughters, 20 and one is 12.
You're just coming back from Taiwan, correct?
I'm just coming back from Taiwan, and it was unbelievable.
Wow. Pastor Culver, today we're going to be discussing spiritual warfare and how the people of God are under attack. A lot of our listeners may not be church-oriented or whatever, and they don't know exactly these forces that's going up against us. What is warfare?
Yeah, warfare is actually an expression or a decision that's imposed on a person against his will. So when you say warfare, you mean you're coming against someone opposing their will to submit to you. So you do it through war versus asking politely to do it.
How will one know that they are in warfare?
Warfare deals with opposition, going against someone's will. And believers or unbelievers can tell that warfare is current when you understand that something is driving you to do something that you don't want to do, such as to live in a state of depression or to commit an act that you don't want to do. It doesn't necessarily have to be action. It can be a thought process. It can be living unhappy. It could be doing things that you know that are contrary to God's will, and you actually don't want to do it. So something is moving you to go against what you do or don't want to do. Satan is a formidable foe, and Bible tells us that, you know, in John 10:10, it says that thieves come not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's his entire purpose, is to wipe us out and to remove us from God's will. So believers or unbelievers, you can tell that Satan is coming not only against you, but he enters into people. The Bible tells us when Jesus, night of his betrayal, that Satan entered into Judas. It was very clear he entered into him. And at that point, you know, Judas did the worst sin that anybody has ever committed. And that's what happens when Satan enters in. We do things that has never been done before. And we can tell because there's another spirit that have taken over versus the spirit of God or the spirit of man.
How can we get this under control in our churches today?
I think one thing we should do is first understand, I think in Exodus 15, verse 3, it says, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. So God's nature is warfare. When you talk of God, you're talking to somebody who is a warrior. You know, we often quote the verse, the Lord of hosts. Well, the Lord of hosts is someone who leads an army. And that's what God is. God is a God who leads an army. So as believers, we must first understand that God is a warrior. And because he's a warrior, he says to us that we are his battle axe in the time of war. So God wants believers to take on this warfare mentality. And when that mentality is developed, believers are no longer tossed and driven by forces. As Paul states in 2 Corinthians 10:4, I think, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down or casting out of strongholds. So God has anointed us first to be warriors. That's the first step. Believers must understand we have been anointed to be warriors. So we don't have to settle. We don't have to be subdued. God has given us power to stand against all evil forces and evil spirits. And he has anointed us, saying, upon this rock I will build my church, and what? And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, when you really look at the text, it speaks of the church being on an offensive move. In other words, the church is moving, and as we're moving, there's nothing in front of us can prevail against us. But for the longest, the church has been on a defensive mode. So Satan is coming against us. Well, no, actually, God is the one who declares war. And when he declares a war, we as his people, we should move out and go out, and we should proclaim war. This is wartime. We're taking our children back. We're taking our neighborhoods back. Yeah. We're taking our families back. We're taking our churches back. We're taking, listen to this, we're taking our mind back.
Yes.
Because now believers, mind, the kingdom of God suffers violence and they're taking it by force.
Yes.
So this must be taken by force. We can't sit passively.
No.
Warriors get up and they go. They go in the name of the Lord. There's a war cry. And God wants the believers to go back. You know, the Indians, when they would fight and, you know, they would make their war cry. They would dance and chant. And, you know, you knew it was conjuring that spirit up. So believers, we need to give God praise. And, you know, when the battle got ready to go forth, they said, who shall we send? He said, send Judah. Well, Judah is praise, right? So believers got to go forth in praise. We got to go forth in a dance. And what happens when we're going forth like that, it builds our spirit up. We're not looking at circumstances. We believe what God says. And you know the story that Elijah was his servant, and as they was traveling, they come across, and there's a whole band of men that have encamped or encircled them. And so Elijah's servant said to him, Master, alas, what shall we do? So because he saw this whole army surrounding them, and he was like, what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And amazingly, Elijah did not pray and say, God, remove the army. He simply asked God to open his eyes, let him see that those who be with us are more than those who are against us.
Yes.
That's what the Holy Spirit does. He doesn't remove our circumstances. What he does, he opens our eyes and exposes to us the power that God has availed to his people. So a person that is a warrior, they're not asking God to remove an army. They just need to see that God's army is much greater than the army that they're confronted with.
We're going to have to go back to fasting.
Absolutely.
And praying.
When believers begin to fast, the Holy Spirit comes in and gives us revelation. And in that revelation, we find comfort. We find consolation. So you have people that are in warfare, but because they're not fasting, they don't have a fear of or reverential respect for God. And they are not proclaiming a fast. As a result of that, they don't have understanding. You listen, in warfare, you need what we call intelligence.
Pastor Culver, can you give our listeners the information how to contact you more about warfare?
The best way to contact me, to be honest with you, is just to go to nevermissmission@gmail.com. NEVERMISSMISSION. nevermissmission@gmail.com. Or you can go to missionistmobileuniversity.com.
We've had such an amazing time learning about warfare. I'm going to have Pastor Culver come back to us next week. Make sure you're listening. Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.